Welcome to the Passive Profits Podcast from StraightBlogger.com, where you'll learn from people already doing it how to build profit-producing online assets without having to leave the house. Now, here's your host, the guy whose biggest fear is having a boss, Nate Rivers.
Okay, so this is episode 5 of the Passive Profits Podcast, and I'm basically going to be starting an experiment, I guess, as far as a podcast goes. What I want to talk about today is the Amazon Associates program, or Amazon.com's affiliate program. And because I'm planning on creating a series of free blog posts that will just walk through the entire process of creating these successful Amazon affiliate sites. And so after this introduction, I have the audio from a video I made to just kind of introduce the concept, maybe for people who aren't familiar with it, or I mean, maybe know what it is, but not really as far as actually being an affiliate and generating income with it. So basically what I'm going to do is create, however long it takes to go over the topics that I want to cover in these blog posts. And I'm hopefully going to have all of them, you know, up and posted to the blog within the next month. And I'll post them, you know, as I create them. So it'll just be an ongoing series. But I'm also going to create a podcast episode for each blog post, so that maybe, I don't know, people that at this point only have time to listen to audio, basically just to create a free audio training on getting started with the Amazon Associates program. So hopefully it'll be well received and people will like it. I have no idea, but I'm going to make it anyways. So what you're going to hear right after this is just the audio from that video that I mentioned, which is just an introduction to the Amazon Associates program and why I like it so much as an affiliate program. I've been doing more and more with my Amazon sites since I've been using Build My Rank and kind of throwing some backlinks at these older Amazon sites that I haven't touched for a while. They've been shooting up the rankings and starting to kind of surprise me with how well they're doing. So I'm going to start focusing more on these Amazon sites. And so that's why I decided to just create this whole series of posts around generating income with Amazon.com's affiliate program. So what's going to follow is the audio to that video. The video that we're going to go over today, this is about getting started with Amazon.com's associate program. And basically what I'm going to be doing is over the next, I don't know how long this is going to take, a few weeks or a month or something like that, I'm going to be making a series of free tutorials on how to generate income from Amazon.com's affiliate program. So it's called the Amazon Associates Program. I just wanted to go over a few reasons why I like Amazon's affiliate program so much. And the first thing is just that people trust Amazon.com. Everybody has bought something from Amazon.com before. Pretty much everybody, routinely buys things from Amazon.com. So the fact that everybody completely trusts Amazon.com and uses it on a regular basis, and probably 90% of people have their payment information stored in Amazon, is just, all those things just make it a better environment for you as an affiliate. Because once you send the traffic there, your conversion rates are going to be a lot higher. Second thing is, they make the research process effortless for writing your review articles. So the basic concept of being an Amazon affiliate is to basically warm up traffic or intercept traffic before it gets to Amazon.com. And either, you know, you write reviews, or you set up tables where, like comparison tables, where you make the information to the potential buyer better than what they're going to find on Amazon by itself, so that they have a better idea of what they're going to buy once they get there. You know, you can recommend the best products in a category, or show them the different, you know, categories of products, or why they would want this product versus this one for this reason. Stuff like that. You basically just help the consumer make a better buying decision as an affiliate. So they land on your site first, you send them on to Amazon.com to the certain products that you've recommended in your articles. That's the basic concept. So when they do buy that product, you're going to get the commission on that. The other thing that I like about Amazon affiliate sites is that there's no customer service. People click and buy, and then you get a commission. So you end up getting paid for whatever they buy while they're on Amazon.com. And so it's really, I guess any way you want to look at it is free money, a bonus, you know, whatever. Every month when I look at my affiliate, my sales reports in the Amazon Associates dashboard, close to half of all the products that have been purchased through my affiliate link are things that I don't have an affiliate site about whatsoever. So it's just things that people have added onto their purchase. And, you know, like I said, we've all used Amazon, so you know what that's like. When you're on Amazon, there's all these things about, you know, when people bought this thing that you're going to buy, they also bought this and this and this. So it's, they're just always testing, optimizing their sales funnel to, you know, maximize the amount of things that people buy. So it's that simple. They do all that conversion work and upsell work for you. The main thing that you need to do as an Amazon affiliate is get the traffic there. So in the series of posts that I'm going to put out in the next, again, few weeks or month, I don't know, hopefully less than a month, some of the things I'm going to cover are how to choose products to promote and what goes into that decision, how to check the demand and competition for certain products, what type of keywords to go after to rank for. A lot of people think that you should just try to rank for the exact product name when, you know, there's different ways of people looking for that information that they're actually, you know, the things that people are actually typing into search engines. There's a big difference in those two things. And so it's usually not even best to try to rank for an exact product title or an exact product's name or model name. And the other thing with that is sometimes if you do that, you'll get a cease and desist notice from the manufacturer or the company, you know, because it just depends on the company, but you can just avoid that, not to mention, you know, go after better keywords by some of the things we'll go over in that lesson. We're going to go over the steps of setting up your affiliate site, the right mindset and the right tone for your sites that'll make them more effective and convert higher, how to build a list from your Amazon sites. That's a big issue that really nobody does. They just throw up these quick affiliate sites and, you know, you might as well be building a list at the same time. We're going to go over how to create a freebie to get people on your list, how to create effective articles that will convert, how to set up the framework for your sites before you even get started, how to do link building for your sites and the inner pages. Because really, if you're not going to get each page, I mean, the only reason to even create one page is so that it will rank, you know, in the top 10, ideally the top 3 or 5 for its respective keyword. So if you're not going to build links to those and get each page ranked, you might as well not even create the page. We're going to go over how different ways to improve conversions and then how to use the list that you've been building for even more profits, how to monitor and improve what's working, and then how to do what's working over and over and over again. And then we'll talk about building more sites versus building an authority site, and then anything else that I think of along the way. So again, for more internet marketing tutorials and articles, you can visit my site at strayblogger.com.